Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Baldinger, 95.7 The Game NFL Insider, NFL Network guy. If you are on the Twitters and you're not following him, you don't know nearly as much about football as you could if you were following at Baldy NFL, the best breaker down of the film out there. And we're very happy to say hello once again to our pal Brian Baldinger on the Dial Pad guest line. Dial Pad helps you make smarter calls. Brian, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a day where Steph Curry's broken wrist has dominated the conversation. That's how important Steph is out here. He's even hijacked the 7-0 Niners. So hopefully you can get us ready for a little kickoff tonight in Arizona. How you doing, buddy?
I did not hear about that news to my my good friend Steph, man. I'm sad. Man, it's just that's a horrible blow to a great player and the face of the NBA and to the Warriors. So, yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that. But I'm pumped for tonight. You know, I'm really pumped for tonight. I mean, any chance you get a chance to watch the 49ers and how they just keep getting better. I mean, I can't wait to see what happens here tonight because I don't know. I actually don't know when they're going to lose. I don't know. I don't know that. I mean, this team is just so fun to watch and they're so well coached right now that I don't know that they have a loss coming up on them.
All right. Let me just ask then, before we get into the specific questions I have for you, as a film junkie, what's the first thing that catches your eye when you watch the film?
It's the innovation in the run game. Nobody else in the league can match it. Nobody's close. I mean, Luke Kuechly can make every tackle on every play in the run game if you don't block him. And the 49ers spent the entire week trying to figure out how to block him. And then they did that, and then there were times when they didn't block him, but on purpose, because the movement and the deception and everything else did that for him. And so at the end of the day, you run for 5 touchdowns against Carolina. And I don't know that that's ever happened to Luke in any team he's ever played on. Going back to Xavier High School in Cincinnati, I don't know that it's ever happened.
Yeah.
But that's what I enjoy watching. I enjoy watching the creativity in the run game.
I thought that the play fakes that they sell are the biggest bid on play fakes I've seen in a long time. To have every offensive lineman committing to the trickery is great coaching.
It is, and the great thing about it is whatever you're watching on film, whatever Cliff Kingsbury and the team is watching on film from last week's, you know, performance against Carolina, you'll see something completely different tonight. And, you know, that's a credit to Mike McDaniels, the run game coordinator, and what he does and how he does it. And, you know, if I was a team out there that's, you know, at the just the bottom feeder in this league right now, we know who they are. I mean, I would look at one thing and one thing only from the 49ers, and that's their run game. And I'd go, how do I get that to my team? Because, and it's not a knock on Justin School or Daniel Brunskill or whoever's playing fullback right now, but, you know, they're – it's a knockdown from where what was there, and you don't know any difference right now of who's in there. And that's a credit to how they're coached and what they're asking to do, which isn't like you're not putting guys on their backs and, you know, trying to become, you know, something that they're not. I mean, they're all capable of doing this stuff, and it'll continue tonight.
Is the new intellectual fun about watching this team then trying to figure out how to beat them since you've already seen what they can do?
Well, I mean, you got to, you know, teams got to be true to themselves and they got to do what they do and try to do it. Now, you know, if you're an offense going up against this defensive front right now, I mean, they're 8 deep and they all play and they're all making plays. And so that's where it starts. But the two linebackers have been outstanding. And, you know, I thought maybe Emmanuel Mosley would be a guy that you go after, and he comes off the first interception last week. So, but, you know, you know, Nick Bosa has come in and he has changed the culture of this defense and maybe the whole team and maybe the whole city. I mean, he's just one of those guys you go out to practice and you watch and you're like, he's got more talent than everybody else. He moves differently than everybody else. And he does.
Brian, is defensive player of the year like on the table for him?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is because, I mean, you could say Stephon Gilmore and the number one defensive football with the New England Patriots. And he'd be my choice at the halfway point. But, you know, Nick didn't play in preseason for the most part. I think he just keeps getting better and better. And, you know, they're putting him on the right side and the left side. And so the open side, you know, wherever the best fit is. And he could do that because he's changed the game right now.
I noticed on one of the Baldy breakdowns that Damon mentioned earlier, you were talking about Jimmy Garoppolo and essentially saying, for those who want to call him a game manager, the stuff quarterbacks are asked to do in a Shanahan system is more complicated than that name suggests. Can you explain exactly what you're talking about?
Well, it's a lot more than throwing the football to the open receiver. I mean, you know, for example, they ran a play, a shovel pass to Tevin Coleman, and he sold the bootleg fake. It was so subtle in how he sold it, and Carolina kind of reacted to it, and then he just shovel passed it to Tevin Coleman for a big play. He did something on a touchdown to Coleman on a little, hit screen to the left, but his play fake just completely froze Luke Kuechly on the play. And if you just watch tonight, just take a couple plays. And after Jimmy G either throws the ball or hands it off, just watch what he does. Because they're looking for the evolution of that play, whether it's a fake on this side and they're going to come back and throw it to this side. I mean, he's taking a peek to how the defense is responding, and he's giving that feedback back to Kyle and, you know, back to the guys on offense right here about where they could go next with the play. And the play action fakes, I mean, you just don't go out there and just do it. I mean, you got to really rehearse and practice those things. The big part of the offense is the deception. The quarterback's a big part of it, and he does that. And then, you know, look at the defensive end, and Carolina came in leading the league in sacks, is wrapped all over him. He can shake him off. He didn't panic, and just to get the ball out of his hands to George Kittle, he set his feet, and he threw a strike to George Kittle for 24 yards, whatever it was. I mean, I think he's playing the position really, really well. And I know everybody just looks at stats and numbers, but when you put up 51 points, the quarterback did something to help that team out.
Independent of the team around him, Brian, what kind of player is Kyler Murray?
He's awesome. He's the only quarterback in the league that hadn't fumbled. He hasn't lost a fumble. He is dynamic. He's getting better. He's getting better. Now, I don't know what they're going to do at running back tonight. Chase Edmonds is out. He scored 3 touchdowns last week. He can make every throw, and he's got guts of the burglar. And he's just a remarkable, remarkable athlete. He's one of those athletes, and you see him a lot in the NBA, but he's one of those athletes that never fatigues. No matter what he's asked to do, how many times he's got to elude the rush, get away from, you know, the rush, be chased, he never gets tired. And you can see it in his throws. Like, his throws never, no matter what part of the game it is, how many times he's run or scrambled, the ball still stays straight. I mean, he can still fire it with the best of them. He is a remarkable, remarkable player.
How much, given that, and all that seems true, do you worry about his size? Not the fact that he's too small to see over the line or anything like that, but just he's taken a lot of hits, and he is one of the smaller guys in the league.
He took a lot of hits early. He has not been hit a bunch lately.
Okay.
He's eluding it. He's an excellent, like Russell Wilson, he's an excellent slider when he gets into the open field, and he has to get down. He'll get down before he gets hit. He gets out of bounds before he gets hit a lot. Now, he did take a lot of sacks early, but in the last 4 games, he's been sacked 4 times. But I think in some ways, if you watch him in the pocket, the elusiveness of him and a guy like Russell Wilson, the 2 shortest quarterbacks in the league, it actually works to their advantage. They actually are more nimble. And they're actually quicker, and their movements are dart better because of their size. It actually works to their advantage sometimes. And so, you know, but those players have been playing at that size their whole life, so yeah, it's not new to them. They know how to maneuver in really tight spaces better than a guy that is your classic, you know, 6'4" quarterback.
This is a weird question, unlike all the others. Who is more likely to go into the second time these teams play in 2 weeks with a better grasp of what the other team does and can do something about it?
Well, I think Arizona's defense will see this run game, and I don't know that they can react to it or they'll react better, but I think they'll have a better feel for how they time this stuff up and what they are doing. I mean, I think they'll have a better chance to understand it. What Arizona's doing isn't that complicated. But they do a lot with formations, and they do attack certain parts of the field and players. And I think the 49ers will see that in the second time. But I think Arizona's defense of what's coming at them tonight may have a chance to be improved second time they see it.
Is Baker Mayfield just writing checks that he shouldn't with his mouth? I mean, what is going on in Cleveland? This thing looked like it's coming off the rails way too early.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did turn the ball over three times in a row. Three straight plays in a row they turned it over, and one of them was a shovel pass by Baker.
It's not going to work out.
Responsible for some of this stuff. It's coming off, but at the same time, you know, it was a 17-7 game last week, and they settled down after the turnovers, and they started playing pretty good football. And you see the talent. You see the talent at corner. Denzel Ward drops an interception in the end zone. But Baker missed a throw. He missed a throw to the tight end Demetrius Harris that could have cut the lead to 17-14. I've seen Baker make that throw 50 times at all different levels. He just didn't make the throw. And I don't know if it's because of the team around him isn't playing as well. It's a new offensive coordinator. I mean, I don't know what's going on. But I have belief in Baker, and I know Baker has unshakable confidence in himself. So I look to this team to play a lot better in the second half of the season. I don't think that they're going to go into a downward spiral. I don't think so.
Baldy, we got to get running. Lions or Raiders? Who's the better three-win football team? They got each other this weekend.
I like the Raiders. I like everything the Raiders are doing. They're just not finishing right now. I like the developing of a lot of young players, Max Crosby, Josh Jacobs. I like the offensive line. They're getting close. I think they're going to have a good second half of the season. They're getting close. I think they're better than the Lions.
Thank you very much, Baldy. Great to talk to you as always, man. We'll do it again next week.
You got it, guys. Take care, man. Enjoy tonight.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.